Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Are you
Yes,
good?
I am. Thank you.
You are. Will we see you in India for sure? If the world
Yes,
knows it, huh? If
yes, in February.
wow.
We have
Thank you.
booked everything, Shantima. Flight and everything.
Great. We haven't booked yet, but we will. We will. I haven't got my visa yet, anything, but Canada now can come. Yes. Oh, here we are. Hold on now. Let me get ready. I'm not quite ready. Been having a little conversations. Om Shri Sache Maha Prabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai, Sacha Sangha Ki Jai. After I mention a couple things here, it would be good for you to raise your hand if you're up for a question or insight or whatever you may raise your hand for. It'd be good to do that. I may look a little tired today. I am. We went on a journey yesterday into the town and up the hill for the dogs, and I slept well last night, but I'm still a little tuckered. That's a word in Australia in the United States, which means tired. So I think I could, I'm not tired, but I think I could sleep all day long. I'm sleepy. I find a big difference between sleepy and tired. What I really would like to mention, and I'm going to, and I am, so I don't know why to put it off with those words, I want to, I'm going to. This crazy idea, this I want to say, and then you say it. Why do you waste the time with I want? Huh? And as long as you're in I want, by the way, you're in a desire to have something occur. I want to tell you I love you. I love you. I don't have to want to tell you I love you. I just love you. And it cuts the words in this internet or on the email quite a bit when you go in that way. I see some people are laughing. I'm really glad you got the joke. So there it is. One thing I've been noticing lately, one thing I've been noticing lately is reacting before the full information is delivered. And I'm just going to give you one example, but I've been watching this. I've been watching this. Maybe I'll give you two examples. And what we're doing is we're reacting completely on a false narrative because we don't have the full information. So one example is that Durga and Nenj and I went to town, not yesterday, but a while ago, and we take the dogs into a cafe. They like the dogs. They let us do it. We would sit outside, but they let us bring the dogs in, and the dogs are very well mannered in the restaurants and the cafes. They're very well mannered. They come in, they sit down, that's it. So we sat down, and the woman next to us had a scowl on her face, like that. And all three of us took it that she didn't like the dogs. But we weren't going to take the dogs outside. We were going to settle them, maybe make her a little more comfortable or whatever, but they weren't being disruptive at all. Then we find out after about 20 minutes of having our coffee and whatever else we had there, and the dogs being well mannered. When she walked out, we understood that she had a stroke. And she wasn't responding to the dogs at all. So this is, no. This is very serious. Because we respond without full information. I have a little lighter situation when I was in the United States with my grandchildren. All the grandchildren were going up the steps. And they were going up the steps to watch the last movie and then to fall asleep. So one grandchild didn't go upstairs. And I just watched her for a little while, and she still didn't go upstairs. And then I said, "You go upstairs with the kids." And she looked at me very defiantly. And she says, "I don't have to go upstairs with the kids." And I said, "Why not?" And she says, "I'm going home with my grandma." So there were these feelings between us that were very like magnets turned on each other, very resistant towards each other, when it just absolutely didn't have to happen. The missing information was, "I'm not going to stay here tonight. I'm going with my grandmother, and as soon as she leaves, I'll go with her," which is my daughter, Wendy. And I've seen this happen again and again and again, where this much information is missing, this much. And we're responding on the information that we think we have, like the lady being upset with the dog. She wasn't upset with the dog. She had a stroke. We took it that she was upset with the dogs. And this much information made a whole different response. So this is something that I would like very much for you to consider, whether you have the full information or not. And sometimes we find out that we didn't have the full information and couldn't get the full information until now. But it changes everything to understand that somebody wasn't scowling at you. Somebody wasn't creating energy towards you. They simply were not well. So I would be watching for this, because I have seen it a lot in little places recently, probably because I'm looking for it. But yeah, I don't know how to remedy that. One thing I would say is be willing to change your mind. Be willing to change your mind. Always be willing to change your mind. You'll be a very fortunate person when you are. So, anyone who wants to raise their hand for this satsang is most welcome to do so now. I'm going to ask you how you pronounce your name.
My name is pronounced as Bilge.
Say it again, please.
Bilge.
Bilge.
Bilge. Bilge.
It's an LG. B-I-L-G.
B-I-L-G-E, yes. It's one of the oldest Turkish names.
How wonderful. Does
Thank
it have
you.
A Does it have a meaning?
Yes, it does. It means a sage.
See how your mother and father did? See?
Yeah.
Great.
They gave me my dharma.
Yeah, they gave you your dharma, is right. And you look like you've been walking it quite well. Is it true?
Does it show in my appearance? I'm trying.
It does.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was with you at Mandali.
Uh-huh. And
it was a very powerful experience for me. For the first time in my life, I felt like I was always in my mind. And I understood things through this thing that really works, but it's much more difficult to download the information from here to being here.
Okay, and, hold on. Can I change your language?
Sure.
Okay.
Please.
I don't think that you have to do anything but discover. So I wouldn't go for the download story. It's already, everything is already perfectly in place as you discover it to be. So my view is, and you don't have to accept my view. I'm just putting it. Yeah. No, I think it's important to say so. I think it's important for you to understand in the way you do. So if you want to go into that particular language of downloading, it's perfectly fine with me. My sense is there can be an error in it, in that you're just by your openness, this understanding is beginning to take place because it's already within you. Okay. And my sense is you don't get it from the heavens, and you don't get it from, although you do, but it's already in place perfectly. This is my view. And I have this view from my own experience. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. When I was with you in Mandali, when I listened to you and in your presence for the first time, I really felt like my heart was opening. And I understood everything that you said about the sun shining on the good and the evil the same. And I came back. I live in Turkey. I came back to Istanbul, Turkey, with an open heart, or an opening heart. Let me put it that way, an opening, a blossoming heart. And for like more than a week, I just stayed at home by myself, stayed in the practice so I could keep it with me. But eventually, of course, I had to go out. And it felt like we have this labyrinth in Mandali that we walk. There is the center, and sometimes you come really close to the center, and then you walk far away from it.
Yeah.
So right now, the energy in this country, in this city, is very aggressive, very hateful, and very tense. Like you can almost cut it with a knife. It's that intense.
Sure.
And when I went out, there was so much anger. And the problem here is we have rules in any society. We have rules and regulations so humans can coexist together. But in this land, people believe that rules are optional to obey, and those people who obey the rules are stupid. So what happens when you go outside, when you're someone like me who likes the rules and obeys them, and you're seeing this wildness and everyone's just disobeying the rules and everyone is super disrespectful at each other, I got angry. And I realized that what they triggered in me is already in me. It's not like it's theirs and I got it from them. No, I realized that the anger is in me and the hatreds and whatever. But I felt my heart closing down so rigidly. It felt like all of this work when I felt like I was getting close to something, and I kept looking at these people and I couldn't feel any love. I know love, like you said, it doesn't have to be fuzzy, warm feelings, but it was very difficult to keep my heart open. All I wanted to do was to go back home and be mad and angry and upset at the world. So my question is, how do I manage to keep my heart open?
You have a realization of the truth. And that truth will uphold you when you refuse to lay it down. So the truth would be, one of the truths would be, as Jesus said, be in the world, but not of it. So you can be like probably many other people. And where are you at?
Istanbul.
Yes. You can be and are an angel of Istanbul. Whoever angers you controls you. So anger should flare up on occasion. It should, because there's something to be upset about, but it must not remain. And because what makes you angry controls you. And you're here to, in my view, to openly and equanimitively, I don't know if that's even a word, but with equanimity, bless the place that you are in that everyone comes to see. And if they come to see in your lifetime or not, it doesn't matter. We're not on a time schedule, but you are here to live for that. Is it true or not?
It is true.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying it's an actuality in you. I'm not attempting to paint a picture that isn't very familiar. So you know why you are there. And you know that it's very easy to be really upset because you're in an energy that is absolutely chaotic. It gives me cold chills. I have cold chills all over my body listening to you. So you are affecting me very deeply. You must, in my view, you may or you may not, it's up to you. You must adhere to why you are there. And what's very important is that the Son is the heart of God and is also your heart. And these people are angry because they're confused. It's not an excuse. It's the actuality of it. They're confused. They don't know what to do. They don't know who to love. They don't know who to hate. They're against themselves. Can you imagine? So there's a compassion that kind of cut, like you say, the energy, you can cut through it with a knife. There's an energy that can cut through that for you. Maybe you do not affect anyone else, but you will. Maybe you will not see it, but you will. You are affecting. Because the sun is shining on everyone. The sun is the heart of God. They used to worship the sun because it was symbolic of the heart of God. So bright, right center, nourishing all of life. So we hold it, and it does, the sun does, as I said, I think in Mandali, it rules the heart according to astrology and all of the mysticisms. It is a lion-hearted power to love, which means to me, equanimity. I have no possibility of loving cozy, sweet, emotional. I can't do it. I can't do it because if I depend on that, I will absolutely resist it. You understand, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Very much.
If my love has to be cozy and emotionally kind and sweet and nurturing and all of that, which it is sometimes, but when I'm facing real hardship in humanity and real ugliness in humanity, which I do not really understand except for the confusion and the chaos that they're in and do not know how to handle it, all I can do is be like the sun. And be like the sun is neutral without the necessity to lean on anything and call it love.
I understand.
I know you do. So this is your challenge in the midst of all of that. And I would, if I were you, I would, in my home, I would make my home in an atmosphere of your name.
It is.
Yes. It is. And I would see that wafting out into the streets. And I'm telling you from my own experience, I am here to help, to aid the awakening of the planet. This is what my master has told me. My master had the idea that he was the only one in the world who was doing it. He gave this kind of energy to us. You are central to this work. And so, well, I don't know if I'll see it in my lifetime either, but I'm going to live for it. I don't need to see it in my lifetime. I'm not required to see it in my lifetime. I'm required to live for it. Do you understand the difference?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not looking result oriented. We're just going through this on the transmissions in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, do your work and do not look for the result and hand it all to me. Means God. Give everything back to the whole of existence without taking great credit for yourself and wanting a certain thing to happen, because if it doesn't happen, you're going to be sorely disappointed. I'm not going to be sorely disappointed. I'm just going to do my work. Thank you, Maharaji. Thank you. Thank you, my dear Guru, for showing me. Yeah. He was brought into my life. That I would understand. I love you, you know.
Namaste. Yeah. I love you too.
Yeah, have compassion for them. They, as Jesus said once, they know not what they're doing. They're confused. They're upset. The world is like that right now. It's in a mess. But compost stinks. And there's something about what's going on right now that is very revealing to people, and they are waking up.
I hope so.
It's sure. Many people say, I don't want to live like this anymore. They don't know how else to get there, but they've already come to that point. So let us carry on our work without the necessity to see the result of our work. What do you think about that?
I agree.
Okay, you can write to me anytime you want to. I'd be happy to hear from you. I'd be very happy to hear from you and what's going on and how you see it and how you're proceeding through it.
I have actually written to you, but I wrote you a handwritten letter and I'm going to mail it to you.
Well, so. I'm really happy about that. I will write you a handwritten letter back.
Okay.
Yeah. And we will have that with each other. That's a very nice thing to do.
Thank you. You will hear from me soon.
Right. Take care of yourself. We'll have our prayers on you that you affect that sacred old city in its chaos and confusion. God bless you.
Namaste.
Namaste. Pio.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste. How are you?
I'm very fine. Very fine.
Hey, Pio. Would you like to have that coat?
Yes.
I'm going to send it to you.
Oh, thank you. No, I
tried it. It doesn't match me. It matches you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you. It was a splendid moment of love, because I love it so much. So the gift to you was wonderful.
Yeah.
So first, I love you. The time with you in Mandali is like a sun that is still shining. And actually, life with you is this sun. And thank you so much for starting the way you started today. It reminded me that last week I was with a group for dance. And on Saturday, there was a woman, a middle-aged woman, with an expression in her face, very strong and very, I thought it was harmful. So, and it was in, very beautiful for me, because on Sunday, when we started again, before starting, she came to me and she said, "Look, I want to thank you because yesterday I felt that I was so loved from what was happening during the dance." And she said, "I lost my husband a few months ago, a man that I loved so much. And he was with me for the first time yesterday." So she was so... Wow, it's so interesting, this place where we can stay just observing and not thinking, projecting anything on the others. No?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And sometimes we find out, wow, what I thought was happening was not at all happening. I'm glad that I get the opportunity to see it, right? Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yes.
I'm glad I get the opportunity to see it. You give Valentino my love.
He's here. He's sleeping.
And first give Lucas my love. Then
yes, of course. Thank you. I will. And
send me your postage address.
Sorry?
Send me your postage address.
Okay. I will. And I would like to share also that I went to visit my brother last week, who is in this hospital for mental disease. And also what I felt that it's really changing inside of me is the way that I have to look at him. And this is so peaceful to me, because when I went there, he was in this place where, of course, there are people screaming and all this situation. You know, we don't have so much to say to each other. But I just was watching how he takes care of the other people there. How sweet he was with people that were crying there or shouting. He took care of the mothers that came to visit their sons. And this has been beautiful. It doesn't change the way he looks at me, but it definitely changes my way to look at him. And
then the mirror will change. Give it time. Give it time and don't expect. But the mirror will change. When something in the mirror changes, the entire reflection changes. It may not be what we expect. Just take a look in a while. And you saw something in him. And I feel that we can see this in each other. Incredibly kind, incredibly generous, incredibly caring. Is that true?
It is. Yeah. And you know, Shantimai, the doctor said that, confirmed that he is bipolar in a very serious way. He is 73. So he has lived all his life with this. And what is interesting is that yesterday he called me and I could clarify to him that all what he has done during his life, something very serious, above all with money, because they have this strange idea about money that whatever they do is okay. Mm-hmm. And so I could tell him, look, Francesco, all what you have done, you did not with your clear conscience. It is the illness. So somehow this is good to know that.
Yeah.
And it was, I think that is so, he feels so guilty about everything, that to listen to this was very good for him.
The mirror is going to change. Hmm. It's already done it. The reflection of you and your brother has already had a major shift.
My meeting you in this life is the blessing.
Yeah, my meeting you in this life is a blessing too, Pio. Definitely.
I love you.
I love you too, with all my heart.
Thank you. Namaste.
You have to send me your postage address.
Okay. Thank you. But you can stay some days more with you, and when someone from Milano is going there, you can give to them. And so the action of blessing of your presence is more.
Well, I will give a blessing inside the coat. I'll write something, and I'm going to send it to you because it's winter. Okay. And you're going to have to use it in the winter. Okay. Namaste.
Namaste.
Gabriel.
Namaste, Shantimai.
And Mark, Max. Gabriele, tell me how you say your name again.
Gabriele.
Uh-huh. Okay. Gabriele, thank you. I will get it one day. I really will.
I really like how you say it. So.
I'm just noticing some little ladybugs and so on the window. Sorry, they brought my attention there. Mm. My attention has to be here. How are you?
I'm well. I'm always well when I'm in satsang and see you. Always
in love.
Lifts my heart.
That's because you have a willingness to change things that you're not invested, deeply invested in your opinion and your view. Mm. Doesn't define you. And that works really well, because then we're willing to see things from a much broader view when we're not too invested. When we're invested in love, that's the best investment of all. There mm-hmm. you go. So.
So what made me raise my hand was the same that made Pio, or that Pio referred to, the way you started satsang. Was very grateful that you went there and clarified it, made it deeper for me. Because I realized I do that a lot, really much. I make so many assumptions about people and situations, and I have opinions and the lot. And so it feels like there is a lot of teaching going on right now in my surrounding and what happens to me. So when we missed satsang last week, because we didn't get the email, there seems to be a technical problem, doesn't matter. And what was interesting was what I did with it, the assumptions I made, the questions I didn't ask, the people I didn't write to, because I thought this and that.
That's interesting.
And there was so much insecurity triggered. And even I felt a shade of old things, like thinking maybe I was excluded. It was madness. Of course, I wasn't excluded. But I remember how powerful this can get. This, you start with one assumption and then it all falls. Like, do you say dominoes also in English?
Yeah, we do.
Yes, so the whole wall just falls.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting. And then the next day I was in the Gayatri circle and I asked the others, and no, of course there was a satsang. And then I wrote to Sri.
Yes, there will always be a satsang. Sometimes it's funny because sometimes we do the emails do miss people.
Yes.
Indra this time didn't get an email. Mm. So they're saying, are you on the are you on the monitor here? And Indra said, I didn't get an email. So he didn't have the keys. So, but let's get back to this other point.
Yes.
My sense is, somebody asked me recently on Skype, they said, do you think that there has been a new recalibration? And I want to address this. I was just saying to Durga and Nenj that I felt that Donnie, my son, who just passed, was drawn into perhaps a world event. Not that he didn't create it, that he was drawn into a shift of consciousness now that actually affected everyone in one way or another. And maybe it's bringing old things back so they can be erased mm-hmm. immediately and done with it forever. Done with it forever. To me, whatever me is, there has been something in the last couple months that has drawn people, like I'll say in Don's situation was he was ill and there was a lot of problems, a lot. And then there was this grace that was surrounding it and this light that was surrounding it and this uplifting that was just like out of, you could not even imagine the light that surrounded him. And I thought, this is not only him. I sense, as somebody else asked me in the Skype, has there been a new recalibration? And I sense that yes, indeed there has. And people may be facing some things that they're not sure of, but they get, there's a certainty that is in the heart about certain, what's the word, certain actualities of cosmic law, such as don't jump in too quick. Observe. And when you observe, you will find all of the answers, the puzzle pieces. And maybe even you have to walk away without knowing. But there's something that is in a satisfactory state in the heart. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Yes, when you see that, you know, I'm reacting too quickly and nobody has rejected me and it's not personal whatsoever, something is in the heart set correctly now. And I don't ever have to think about that again. It is dispersed in my consciousness. And I really do feel that there has been some kind of planetary something or other. The person who wrote to me and said, do you think that there's been a recalibration? They said, well, I'm going to go ahead and look in the astrology, right? And then they said, no, it's just, that's too much. I'm just going to not go there at all. So they kept it simple rather than chasing after something that wasn't becoming obvious. If it becomes obvious right away, then you know you're not chasing. But if you go down and down and down, you're kind of chasing after something.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think about that? That there's been some kind of recalibration on the planet. I think for everyone. And I think it causes more confusion for some people.
Yes. I think it does. I think I'm one of those people.
Not either.
It's only momentarily.
If I could jump through this screen and get you.
No, but I think, yes, I think. And I don't know about the whole world. I can't speak to that. But what I felt, I listened to the satsang then when it was out, very grateful it came so quickly. And you spoke about Donnie and what he gave into the situation. And I felt like that was one of the profound teachings that happened in the last week or two. And I felt like something had really changed in my world, in the world I can see.
Yeah.
I'm part of.
Just giving up, jumping in. And you know, what's beautiful about giving up just jumping in is sometimes we just jump in to remind us not to do that.
Mm.
You know, sometimes we just go, whoa. And then all of a sudden it comes back on us and we go, oh, I've been washed down again. Good. The dust is coming off my shoulders again. So, yeah, it's fine.
You know, the teaching also is in how it feels. It is such a clear departure from just being present. As soon as I start feeling, ugh, I know I'm on the wrong path. So it's just a matter of being quicker to just stop it.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're not quick enough, you just get in the shower as soon as you can.
Yes.
Yeah, always be very kind to yourself along your journey. No excuses.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're kind to yourself, no excuses is a really good trajectory. Really good. Because you don't want any. And when responsibility comes up, you don't mind at all because it's been such a good friend, such a revealer.
I think that's why I love these Bhagavad Gita transmissions so much, because there's such clarity.
I agree.
It's like bathing in it. It's just wonderful.
I thank you for that, because I feel like before I start on any one of these transmissions, I am like, Gita come through me, Gita come through me, because better to have the Gita speak out of my heart than to have me speak out of my heart about the Gita.
Mm. Well, it's such a treasure. Thank you so much for it. Namaste, Shanti Mai.
You're very welcome. I love you too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Give a prayer to support Istanbul and Israel and Ukraine and all confused people, that they have the opportunity to come in the confusion, to come to their heart. Sun Tzu says in The Art of War, in chaos, there is opportunity. So this is really, really our opportunity, in a way, to remember that change in a heart is essential to understanding. And we can offer a candle for that, or we can offer a thought in the air for that, or we can touch our heart for that, whatever it is, that people find the opportunity in chaos. Namaste.
Namaste.
Srimananda, I'm glad you turned off that blue light. You started looking really pale and ill. You were so blue. Yeah.
Okay. Namaste.
Namaste.
I just put another light on. There was no light before.
Well, maybe the light was coming off the walls.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I want to share with you. It was like this dark black light here for days, raining and stormy, and it was a lot of moving inside also emotionally and outside. And then yesterday night it was so beautiful, the snowflakes came down here in Bavaria, Munich, and it was so soft to walk through the forest. And we went to a nice place where we heard some live music grandiosely, and then we came back. It was so big snowflakes, and this morning all the trees were covered and there was so much silence. And the sun came through and I was feeling so blessed. And I want to send to you and to all the Sangha, I will send so much love for you here. And yes, please. Thank you very much.
Well, we receive it. And I receive it. I can't speak for everyone.
Okay.
You know what, though? I tell you, I absolutely love storms. And they can last a long time. I love lightning. I love thunder. I love wind. I love anything that's going. And then after it, there's like this.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Yeah. I think maybe the trees need a storm once in a while to make them strong. Maybe the water needs a storm once in a while to give it a kind of a vibrant liveliness, you know. And then we have snowflakes. They're so beautiful. I love the snow. Absolutely. I grew up in a place where snow was all winter long. And people could drive in snow this thick.
Yes.
I know that sometimes in some places, snow this thick, they close the schools. But we have that. I love it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Shanti Mai, for sharing this. I want to remember myself when I'm outside in the nature, really outside, just a little covered by a hut. And there's thunderstorm really strong, and I love it. I love it so much. And afterwards, it's so clean. The air is so clean, and I really enjoy it. And I feel so safe and protected, even if it's really strong. And I'm sometimes shattered, and I think I need it also sometimes to be really shattered. And thank you. Blessings.
You're so welcome. I love you. Take care.
Thank you. Me also. I love you. Thank you.
Nelly, Krishna Nelly, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Over a year, maybe, I don't know. Yeah, how's it going with you?
Mm-hmm. Good, thank you very much.
Good.
So good to see you, Shanti Mai.
I'm here every Sunday. Good to see you. So what's on your mind?
It's also the beginning of the satsang today, about reacting before all information is there.
Boy, that's something that you can really, really good for you. Really good for you. I feel that when you find something that's really good for you, I found so much, it's really good for me, that I want to discover everything inside myself that frees me from participating in what confuses me and what I may confuse others about also, you know, because if I'm confused and I go on, then I'm confusing others. And it's happened. And I'm just so grateful for, you know, just like the lady in the cafe. We were sure that she was not happy with the dogs. She had nothing on the dogs. So it can go on. It can go on. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Nellie.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. So what came to my mind there has a little bit of a different color in it. It's like, you know, as my father passed away, and I was so grateful to be with him. And like 18 days later, my best friend passed away and I could be with her too. So I had a lot of time to discover my reactions. And day by day or night by night, I kind of realized, there is so much more information still coming. And I find myself reacting most of the time. So what to do was to quiet down and to be silent.
Yeah, learn it. And I tell you why. Also, hold on, Nellie. I tell you why. I want to hear what you have to say. Because silence has another kind of language. And I tell you, you have to become very intimate with silence before it shows what this language is, because it takes patience, it takes silence, and it takes some sense of stillness. You don't have to like be quiet, and you don't have to be like a statue. But there's something about stillness and silence that another language rises out of that. And it doesn't speak in words, and it doesn't speak in any language that we are aware of on here on earth, but we're very aware of it in our heart. We're very aware of it. And this becomes a guiding beam. And it's extremely wise and ever loving. It is your inner guru. For sure. And will always take you to the right place within yourself to understand very well. And you give yourself some time with silence and stillness, maybe out on the cliff here at Teretasacha, maybe in your house, maybe walking in the city, and you're just still and silent inside, regardless of what's going on around you. You learn that. Go ahead, please.
Well, because of this silence, I think this is the reason why I could discover or meet you in a different place in the Sunday meetings. I've been so close to you for the last year, closer than ever before. That's my feeling. So, yeah, it needs a lot of patience to get there.
And, well, not that, no problem. All you have to do is activate it. You have patience, you have courage, you have beauty, you have understanding, you have integrity, you have wisdom, you have love. All of those things are perfectly in place. You're just learning to activate it, so to speak.
Yeah.
To turn the key. And one of the things I'm going to say to you is there's no excuse. Don't be hard on yourself. Understand that no excuses. Understand that you are really coming to see, and give that seeing a great big space of patience. Mm-hmm. I love you. That's never changed.
Not I can feel it.
Yeah, not for a moment.
You know, as I was with Sophie in Scotland, these 4 weeks of wild camping on the Outer Hebrides, you were the one who was guiding us through all of this amazing wild places there. I know you love me.
Of course.
I know I love you, because I wouldn't be able to see your guidance or follow you in storms and wild places like that up there in Scotland. So
I'm so sure. I can tell you something. You and I are inseparable. So whatever you see that you feel that I am blessing you, turning on a light, it is your light that I am turning on. You're the one who sees it. So you may feel that I am turning on a light, and I can, through our love. And you can turn on a light in me through our love. You understand?
I understand 100%, Shanti Mai.
Okay, and understand this is something in you. If the light's turned on, it's because you have seen something that turns the key. Isn't it so? Is it so or not?
Yes.
You always have to bring it back to your own heart. And I'm traveling very, very, very deeply in your own heart, and you're traveling in mine. So I take the credit for whatever you give me, but I want to offer it back to you because you're the one doing the work. Do you understand? Yeah. So we walk this path together, arm in arm, eye to eye, heart to heart. I'm a door knocker.
Please come in.
Open the door. I want to ask you, do you remember? I want to tell you, remember, I've got to go now. Be kind to yourself. When you're kind to yourself, you're kind to others. And don't jump down anymore. Go ahead.
I'd like to share one more.
Okay.
Something that came to me about information in the last 2 weeks, again and again. You know, my sleep is very interesting. I have a lot of dreams, or let's say they're kind of like just pictures coming up. And one of the pictures that come back again and again now since 2 weeks is as you and I are sitting in the car to Ukraine to bring the car there. And as the car, you know, just, you know, there is nothing then only this car, you and I and the Sangha in the car. And we're sitting in the satsang hall in India and singing mantras. And I knew we're going to be back there. So I didn't know that you're going to India this next season. But now, like, being here on satsang today is like, now I know why this picture came up, because it's time to book the flight tickets and be there. Because this picture happened 2 years ago, and I'm supposed to be there in the satsang hall. It's like, it's so such a pristine information. It comes because I silent down.
Right. Get the little silly things out of the way, and the brilliance just shines. It just does. Because it's there. We just shake off the dust.
Can I share something? We have a quest.
Okay, hurry up though. Go ahead.
Okay. Just the last thing, like in the last days also the question came up, what is the gap between knowing and being?
Well, you tell me. You tell me. That's a very, 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 very interesting and wonderful question.
You know, last week I lost a tooth. It broke. It was completely healthy, but it broke. And now there's a huge gap. And in this moment.
Not. That's nonsense ideation. That's BS.
No, that's where it came.
Oh, no. You cannot do that. I'm not going there. You'll never be able to pull me in. Nothing broke. Truth is not away. That's not true. It may feel like, wait a minute. It may, hold on. Feel like that. I understand. But that feeling is absolutely reporting. You can never be away from truth. The truth is, tooth. Your tooth is missing? Oh, well, that's.
Excuse me, please, Mike.
That's totally something else. So go ahead.
That the answer is beautiful, Shanti Mai, about the truth. Though it was not, but I get that too. It's amazing to hear that though. And I said my tooth broke out of nothing, and I didn't know, and it had to be like they pulled out my tooth that was healthy. And then this gap was there. It's a huge gap. And through this process, the question came up, what is the gap between knowing and being?
There is no gap. There's no gap anywhere, for one thing. Once you know, hold on, we have it. Once you know that, for an example, once you are aware that, let's say just, I need really to be patient so that all the information and information is there. And maybe I never get it and I just have to walk away. And that's a good thing too. Maybe sometimes I just don't know. It's really good not to know. And it's really good to know. But once I'm aware of that, then that can take over my life. I don't have to have my hands on the steering wheel all the time, because my heart is already aware of where I need to go and what I need to accomplish. So when I am in that space of my heart, I am being what I know. And when I'm not in the space of my heart, I may know it, but it just doesn't matter. If I were really wanting to express very, very, very deeply, I would use a cuss word here. I would say, if I know something and I don't explore that in myself and discover it within myself, then I am blank, blank, not being at all. Knowing and being are quite different, but knowing is essential to being. But if we just know, it's like reading a book and putting it on the shelf. But if that book says to me, silence yourself for a little bit, never speak an untruth, period. So then you are You'll be tested for it and you'll probably speak some untruths, but you'll realize it. You'll say, now this is what I need to just dispel. And then I am being who I am in my heart and soul rather than just knowing. Do you understand the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very good question. You've come up with really good questions before. So I am in the integrity of what I know is so in my heart and soul. Sometimes I mess up. No, it's inevitable. Sometimes I mess up, but that very messing up shows me where I need to be. And that's really fortunate. There's no excuse. Excuses mean, well, you know, it's not me and I didn't mean it and nobody, I... That's an excuse. There's no excuses. That's no excuses is your very best friend. So dear to you is no excuses. It wafts the fragrance of the bloom, really. I gotta go. I can see Juan Pino's little boy getting anxious. He doesn't want to sit with his father in front of this daggone computer anymore.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's true, Shantimai. He has been the satsang, and he loved it. But now he's a bit hungry, I think. Yeah,
he is. So, well, he's what?
Yeah, he was.
You are so pretty. And you look just like your sister. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Hi, baby. Hi, baby. How are you? Huh? Now I see father in you. Yes, when you look in certain ways, you look just like him. You do. You are so... Oh, huh? How did you get so sweet? You have good parents.
Yeah, he loved to be at the satsang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just.
And play with the mala.
Gosh, how old is he now?
8.5 months.
What I love about this child is he's got this face that just goes into however he feels. It's like, whoa.
Yes.
He's so cute. Oh my gosh. He looks like a little South American kid.
He does, actually. Yeah.
He does.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for the satsang, Shantimai. It's lovely to be to be here.
Yeah, I was pulling you into satsang. You came into my heart. I wanted to know where you've been.
Really? Yeah.
So
been here with the family, and it's nice when it can when they can be with the satsang. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do need it to
yes, you do.
To attend really.
And. I'm happy to see you anytime.
Yeah. I wanted to mention that today I'm going to play at the local church. Yeah, I'm very happy about it. I love to play in churches. And for me, no matter what I play, but especially when I play alone, I wanted to... It is a prayer for me. It is... dedicated to that, and I would like to ask you your blessing for that it always that intention always like may never be forgotten, that yes. intention in the music.
That's right. And yes. I tell you something else really wonderful. See, you've been with me for the last few days. So we went into a small cathedral type church.
Yeah.
In Surrey. And so I always light the candles in the church. And so this one candle, St. And I was a little hesitant to light a candle to St. Rita. I didn't know St. Rita. I went on the other side, and they had one to St. Antonio.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, so your song reminded me, well, that's the one that I'm going. And he's the chaplain. And so that's the one I live.
Lovely. Yeah, my grandmother and my mother always turn on a candle to San Antonio, and only to that.
So only to him. It's your influence that gave me San Antonio.
So lovely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take care.
Thank you. Yeah.
Blessings for your musical journey. May
Thank
you touch
you.
Many, 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 many people, and may waver, you know, wave out into the community. Yeah.
Exactly. That's how I see it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
This baby is so God. Better get his diapers, I think. Or his bottle, Nedge said. Yeah, that means something. Okay, namaste, everyone. Now I'd like to listen to Pradeep and Mutriba play. Namaste.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to sitting on the Ganges and listening to you.
Yes, me too.
Thank you. I want to come back into the satsang for a moment. I think maybe some people have gone away. That's fine. I want to, we're working on a website of prayer that begins to bring other little, it looks to me like a puddle where intrinsic rain circles are meeting each other and going out and like that. You know what I mean. So this website is to get a very powerful prayer circle going outside of the Sangha. This is what happened for Dawn. It was in the Sangha, outside of the Sangha. And to get a world ripple of different spiritual backgrounds, of no spiritual background, of people who are so inclined to bring into their heart and give some energy from their heart, light or well-being or thy will be done or healing. So that's the look of the page. I'm having a very hard time. I have this kind of writer's block about prayer. And I would really appreciate to have some people write and tell me what prayer means to them, how they see it working, so that we can put it on the page and encourage people to be so inclined, if they're so inclined. So just a sentence or two. And I would just love to line up these sentences that says what prayer means to me, how I see it work, the miracle of it, the beauty of it, the heartfulness of it, whatever it is, because I'm having a very, very hard time creating. I don't know why. I call it writer's block. But then I thought, well, it must be because other people should be doing it too. So if you will send me one line, two lines, three lines, probably not more. And that can be very potent, three or four lines. Four lines, I would say, not more. Then we will list throughout the page, throughout the site, we will list these insights into what prayer is for people who may be so inclined and may want to be so inclined. Hey, everyone. Send them to Sri dot Sacha at gmail.com.
And I will
Sacha@gmail.com. I'm going to repeat it one more time.
Sri Sacha@gmail.com.
That's right.
And it's in the chat.
Yeah, they got it. I'm going to say it one more time. Sri.Sacha@gmail.com. Send them to her, and she and I will go through them, and we'll find. And Will is helping us with this too, and we'll find the places for them. They'll be all over the website. It'll be wonderful to have them. Thank you. Have your view. Namaste, everyone.
Thank you.